This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it on a Friday. Glad to have you here. If you want to follow us on all that we do, or if you miss an interview and you want to go back and check it out, go to stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook at The Steve Gruber Show, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and all sorts of other places, including Instagram. Brand new piece up on LifeZet yesterday, a brand new piece up on Newsmax yesterday. Follow us there as well if you want to check out what I'm writing and talking about and how I'm keeping my finger on the pulse of everything that's going on. We have a unique position here. And by the way, today we're in the northern compound of northern Michigan. We have a unique position here because, unlike all of these other commentators and pundits and so forth, we don't live on the concrete slab of New York City. We don't live inside the swamp of Washington, D.C. We don't live in Los Angeles or in Miami. We live in the center of the country. We live in the center of the country where the elections are decided. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes region is the most important region when it comes to electoral politics. It's more important now than it ever has been, and that was demonstrated in 2016. And I bring this to your attention because nobody is more affected by NAFTA, for example, than our states in the upper Midwest. Michigan, most notably, is the most critical state when it comes to NAFTA. Headlines now that the Trump administration is very close to putting together a deal with Mexico on a revamped North American free trade agreement. Why is this important? Well, for a variety of reasons. First of all, it impacts America greatly. It's important for Mexico and America to be on the same page when it comes to trade so we can move goods and services back and forth. And again, nobody has more impact from that than states like Michigan. It's also important because, remember, the Democrats said this couldn't be done. It's another list, another item on the list that they said Donald Trump can't get this done. They said, hey, he can't make the economy move forward. He can't get NAFTA done. He's going to alienate everybody. It's going to be a trade war, and it's going to be a tariff war. And we're going to have all these problems, and those things just aren't panning out. What's panning out is the American economy. There is no question we are in a rare place right now. You look at what's going on in the economy. We're in a rare place. Prosperity abounds. Opportunities are everywhere. Here in Michigan, thousands of jobs available, not enough people to fill them. The opportunities are almost endless for people that are trying to get started in their first job. And if you're trying to move to a new position, find a better job, move up in the world, create a better career opportunity for yourself, there has never been a better time than right now in Michigan. So the word coming out that reaching an agreement with Mexico is possible and it's close, this would be a big breakthrough for the administration after all these roller coaster conversations, the back and forth, the arguments about the wall at the border and so on and so forth. What I want you to do now is to hear from Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow is the president's economic advisor. He used to be at what, CNBC, right? And a television pundit and economic guy. Now, he says we are in such a rare place that people are missing the biggest story. The biggest story by far in years, Larry Kudlow says, is the economy and the incredible things that are going on. And no, it is not Barack Obama's economy. It is Donald Trump's economy because he cut taxes, rolls back regulations on a daily basis, and gets out of the way of business because Donald Trump wants American businesses to thrive. Listen to Larry Kudlow. Go.
I'm saying this, we are just in the early stages. We're in the early innings here. We never had a cap goods boom. We're now starting. And we've never seen income numbers like this, again, after tax, after inflation. Policies matter. I mean, America's a free market economy. Ordinary people run our economy, entrepreneurs. That's the beauty of it. But policies matter. And when you change that switch, as President Trump has changed that switch, things are happening that a handful of us thought might happen, but I would not say it was widespread. So I'll just end, sir, and I appreciate the time very much. The single biggest story this year is an economic boom. that is durable and lasting and that most people thought was impossible, and they were wrong. And you were right, sir.
The biggest story of the year, says Larry Kudlow. The biggest, by far more important than all the nonsense and time and resources wasted on this Russia investigation that has gone nowhere. More important than trying to track down Paul Manafort and his apparent, the allegation that he didn't pay taxes, doesn't matter. All of these other things pale in comparison, and that's why I'm going to tell you that when you look at the numbers heading to the midterm elections, the Republicans are going to do far better in far more places than the national news media would have you believe. Of course, the national news media, the vast majority of the papers and the networks endorsed Hillary Clinton either directly or you know, not directly, but they did. In effect, they're an extension of her campaign. They're the propaganda wing of the Democratic Party as the national news media more often than not. And so they don't want to talk about the economy. They don't want to talk about Donald Trump's successes, which are many at this point. If he puts together this deal with Mexico, and it sounds again like they're very close to having this deal finalized with Mexico, it's another big win. So when Donald Trump goes out on the campaign trail and he says he's going to make at least 50 stops, that's 50 stops this year in support of candidates running for Congress and Senate and governor, if he goes on the campaign trail, he can say, listen, we cut your taxes. Unemployment's at 3.9%. The GDP has grown to 4.1%. We've made a deal with Mexico. The Canadians also will end up with a deal. But Mexico is going a bit faster. And because Canada will re-engage, make no mistake, there's been some discourse there, some negativity, some static, but they'll be back. There's no question. And for places like Michigan and the upper Midwest, we are impacted more because we have more trade, of course. We're surrounded by Canada. And I hope they don't invade because we're surrounded by Ontario, and I hope they're happy with us. This is a critical, another critical component of the Trump success. And then you look at what he's done on the federal courts with Gorsuch and soon Brett Kavanaugh. And you look at what's happening on the other circuit courts of appeals. The president can go right down a laundry list of, I told you I was going to do this and this and this and this, and they're getting done. And so when you look at these brand new polling numbers from IBD Tip, and you see that the American people believe the country is going in the right direction, that their confidence in America is growing steadily, and it's gone up steadily since December of 2017, ever since the president signed the tax relief bill. I think that was December the 22nd, 2017. The economy's been on a steady uphill. It's been going up and getting stronger, more people working, more people in the job force, more participation. And you look at certain sectors of the economy, whether it's the black community or the Hispanic community or women, all of those groups benefiting greatly with more people working than has ever been, frankly. That is by far the biggest story. Skip all the negativity. Go right to the bottom line. And the bottom line is our bottom line is growing. Money's rolling in. People are going to work. People are making money. And people that are making money generally don't vote to change horses in the middle of the stream. Just saying. It's 14 after on a Friday. There's some good news for you. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Rykoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7000.